Welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. Today, we'll talk about how to make working from home work for you. I thought this would be a good topic since we are still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. This pandemic seems to be never ending. So, you know, we just have to roll with it. And because it is lasting so long, unfortunately, we have to remain productive and still make the best of our working environment, still chase our goals. Life does not stop in this moment just because we're facing this challenge. So, what I wanted to tackle today is kind of how we can set ourselves up for success at home in the midst of all of this chaos. If you're like me, you may be home with your children. I have two girls and they're home doing remote learning. And so I am kind of mom police, trying to make sure that they stay on task when it comes to their workload and classes and fixing meals and lunches and snack. And also, you know, you may not have kids, but your job may be requiring you to work remotely right now. And you're finding that everybody else is at home too, which can also be a distraction. So there are a lot of things that are a little different right now. In spite of that, there are a number of ways that we can really create an environment for success at home. And we can do this rather simply. And so I just wanted to talk through three tips or kind of three key things that I think you can try that may be helpful. It's worked for me so far, and I think that it may be helpful for you too. Tip number one is to set daily, weekly, and monthly goals. This will ensure that you're moving forward and that you're making progress in your business or career, which is important at this time. Goals actually give you clarity, and they allow you to focus on what's really important. Without that focus, then you can, you know, move through the day and get a lot of tasks finished or accomplished, but they may not tie or roll up into a larger win. And so what happens in those instances is that you walk away from the day feeling as if you did not accomplish anything, although you spent numerous hours working very, very hard. So we want to avoid that. And one way of avoiding that is by having a greater plan. When you set a monthly goal, what you're doing is you're looking beyond just your daily work and thinking about what are some of the major goals that I need to accomplish. And we're going to stick with a month. You can definitely do a longer time period of 3 months or even a year, but we're going to stick with a month. If you're looking at what you need to accomplish in a month's time, then you're able to use that as a guide and break it down into weekly goals, which then can be broken down further into daily goals. And when we do this, we are ensuring that if we accomplish each of these goals on a daily basis, then we will have a win by the end of the week. And those wins each week will then lead to a greater, you know, win or reward by the end of the month. And so we're making that progress and we're feeling productive because now we can see ourselves getting closer and closer to that finish line, which is whatever target that we set, probably more than likely have set for the year. So goal setting actually allows you to focus and keep the mind working in a positive space. It keeps you working with a sense of purpose and gives you that personal satisfaction. Before you know it, time will have flown by and then you'll look back and say, wow, look what I accomplished, because you have been consistently working toward a larger goal and you never veered off that path. So the one thing that you can do to feel more productive and to make sure that you're getting things accomplished that are going to place you closer to your ultimate goal or win for the year is to set daily, weekly, and monthly goals during this time. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One, is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Tip number two is to set a realistic schedule. And the reason why I stress a realistic schedule is because oftentimes during periods where we're trying to be more productive, we will sit down and map out all of our plans. And so we have the best laid plans that somehow do not come to be. And part of the reason why that happens is because we're not being realistic. So right now for me, I am at home and I have both of my daughters remote learning during this time. And so having other individuals in the house, number one, can be very distracting, but then also it means that I have requirements of me that I typically don't have on my average work day because I have to think about how they get online. I have to make sure that they are eating lunch and snacks. And there's just a lot more going on. And so all of those things will impact my schedule. And when I'm sitting down and I'm planning this out, I have to be realistic about that time. Also, we've changed the way that we've structured our day. And so even if you don't have those distractions at home, we've moved in many cases to more WebEx and Zoom calls, online meetings, and having those online meetings means that it may take a longer period of time to get through those particular meetings that are scheduled. For instance, if you have a Zoom call, you may want to log on anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes ahead of time so that you can have everything set up, especially if you're leading the meeting and to welcome everybody into the call. And also typically after the fact, people like to, you know, kind of stay online for a few minutes and chat a bit or close out their conversations. And so that 1 hour meeting turns into like an hour and a half. And if you have two meetings scheduled on that day, well, that it really does equate to a lot of time. That's a difference of a whole hour shift in your schedule. And so you have to really take all of this into account and build a schedule that works for you. So when we're talking about those goals and kind of tackling more high priority items, then you want to make sure that you are working during the most productive time of day. So for me, my kids get on early in the morning, roughly about 8 o'clock, to start their remote learning. And so I know at that point, I'm going to be very distracted by the things that they have going on. So one way that I get around that is I actually wake up earlier. And I'm an early bird anyway, so I typically do have an early morning routine. But by waking up earlier, I'm able to get my highest priority task completed, or I have that time dedicated to that higher priority task. And when I'm able to work on that during a period of time where I'm highly productive, there are fewer distractions, and then I roll or I kind of move into the day with a win. And that helps me to feel empowered and to kind of push through the rest of the day. That is something that works for me. However, someone else may be more of a night owl or enjoy the afternoon hours. Whatever period of time you find that you work best and you're more alert and you're more productive, you want to make sure that you're using that time effectively and you're building your work or your key work during those periods of time in your schedule. So just making sure that you're taking all of these things into account and just being very realistic about how you map out your plans for the day will help tremendously in terms of getting things done. Tip number three is to create a warm and welcoming work environment. Who wants to be stuck in a dark, cramped up room or space? You have to try and structure the best environment you can to get your work done so you can remain productive because you're in a good place mentally and, you know, even visually, it helps to stimulate you. One thing that I often will tell people to do if you have the extra money is to pick up maybe some flowers to decorate the office. That brings a little bit of life into the room. And actually, just having plants in general in your office space or workspace has been found to increase productivity as well as mood. And so that's always a good addition. For me, I like to find a window. So I will go and find a big window and camp out next to that window all day long if I have to, so I can feel like I'm part of nature, like I'm one with outside, and I don't feel cramped up in the same, you know, work environment all day. So for me, that works. Whatever it may be, creating this perfect environment is very helpful. Another example, if you like to work out of coffee shops and you like the hustle and bustle of other people around you and you feel more isolated at home, maybe you're actually working at home by yourself, then, you know, maybe having a playlist would be helpful. Because you can have that noise in the background. You don't want anything to be too distracting, but having that noise and that lively, music can help you feel like you're in that coffee shop again. Some other individuals like it to be very, very quiet. And if you're one of those type of people, then you may want to invest in some really good noise canceling headphones and tune everything out. No matter what it is, just find the way for you to recreate the perfect workspace where you feel like you can get the biggest project done and you've been most productive in the past. It won't be exactly the same, but who knows, it may be even better than before. Have to try and see. So this sums up three tips or ways that you can get more work done at home. One is by setting goals. Two is by creating a very realistic schedule. And three is about creating the perfect work environment. Hope this helps. Let me know how that works out for you. And I hope to see you on the podcast again. Take care. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.